The name of this show is Manage Your Money God's Way, and we are from Compass Catholic Ministries, teaching what the Bible tells us are the best ways to handle money. You can learn more how we can help you remove the debt in your life by handling money in the right way. Simply go to compasscatholic.org, click on books and studies, and take a look at Navigating Your Finances God's Way. We remind you often that the Bible shows us how to handle money. You realize in the Bible there are 2,500 verses dealing specifically with money and possessions. And today, one of the areas of handling money that we want to discuss is how to save. John and Evelyn Bean, who are the co-founders of Compass Catholic Ministries, will lead us through the way to save. So Evelyn, how about you start us off with just one of the 2,500 verses?
Proverbs 21:20 tells us, "Precious treasure remains in the house of the wise, but the fool consumes it." So when we spend everything we earn every month, we're being foolish for a few reasons. Right, John?
Yes, we are. We absolutely are. Because you don't have a contingency in case of an emergency. It's also just a basic sign that you're not carefully managing your money the way that will help you plan for the future.
So saving is good, but we need to balance saving for our future against saving with a desire to become rich, correct?
Absolutely. You know, the savings rate in the United States is terrible. The most recent data that we have was from November of 2017, and the savings rate decreased down to 2.9%. Now, that's the rate of savings based on your income. So it doesn't matter if you're making $35,000 a year or $135,000 a year or more, the average person is only saving 2.9%. And that's the lowest rate in over 10 years. From the 50s until 2000, the rate used to be average, almost 9.3%. And now it's just starting to decrease. It's getting lower and lower. In 2005, we actually hit the lowest ever, which was 1.9%. And the highest, at one point, the Americans saved 17% of their income. That was in May of 1975.
So let's talk about some ways to manage and monitor and generate savings. And I think one of the best ways is to use a spending plan. Because if you don't know what's coming in and what's going out, you're never going to have enough money to save because you're not paying any attention to where the money's going.
Yeah, and the easiest thing that you could do is to pay yourself first. You save money without thinking about it if you do that. What we found that the easiest thing to do is to have your check automatically deposited in the bank. Probably in your checking account. That's where most people do it. And then have the bank automatically, on the day that you receive the deposit, transfer money to your savings account. Your target should be at least, at a minimum, 10%. And if you have children, you can do the same thing with the children. They can open up a savings account and they can save money for themselves. But really, you got to be prepared for that rainy day. And if you create an emergency fund that has a value of $1,000 to start with, then you don't have to use your credit cards for emergencies that might pop up.
So we recommend starting with $1,000 and then increasing it to 1 month's income and then 3 months' income. And ideally, people would have a year's worth of salary banked.
That would be the absolute ideal. But, once you get $1,000, then you should really focus on paying off your credit cards and get those credit cards paid off. And then once you get your credit cards paid off, you will be in a position to really start maximizing the savings and getting towards that 1 month and 3 months and 12 months.
Now, we're going to talk about some money-saving tips, but most of it is ways to avoid spending money. So, for example, if you're saving on your grocery budget and let's say you spent $50 on groceries and you saved $10, you really haven't saved that money unless you put it in the bank.
Yep, that's absolutely true.
You've just avoided spending it.
Exactly.
So we're going to teach people how to avoid spending money so that they can put it in the bank and save it, right?
That goes back to a question. When you talked about pay yourself first, John, you weren't talking about paying yourself first so you can go out and spend it.
No.
This was paying yourself first so you can save.
Absolutely. Yeah, paying yourself so you can go out and spend, that's not accomplishing anything.
So let's talk about ways to save on the grocery.
All right.
And I think one of the worst ways...
Don't eat.
Well, that doesn't work. You're a fine one to say that. What about you, Steve? You want to give up eating?
Oh, man, I have done that every January 1st till the 2nd.
So one of the worst ways to go to the grocery store is wandering around aimlessly, just looking at things, because there's all those things that jump into your cart when you do it that way.
Yeah.
So if you plan your meals before you shop, make a grocery list based on the recipes or whatever you're going to make, that's going to save you a lot of money because you're not going to buy stuff that's either going to go to waste, that you're not going to use, or that you don't need.
Now, let me ask you a question. Should you do a menu that's every day, or should you do a menu that's like 3 days or 5 days or 2 weeks? Or what's the best way to do that?
Well, I think it depends on your lifestyle. For us, our schedule is so diverse that if we go shopping for perishables more than every 3 or 4 days, a lot of it goes to waste. So we've gotten into the habit of going to the grocery store every 3 to 4 days because that works best for our schedule.
Yeah.
I think depending on what kind of store you're going to and how your family eats and what other activities you have going on, it might be good to do it for 2 weeks at a time. The key is to use what you buy and not let it go to waste.
So when I see a BOGO, when I walk into the grocery store, there's like 4 tables there that are right in the front, and you have to walk right past them to get into the store. And they got all these buy one, save one, or get one. And is that a good thing?
Well, of course it is, if you're going to use the product that's on sale.
Oh.
If you just buy it because it's on sale, it's like buying clothes. Huh? It's like buying clothes on sale just because they're on sale and then not wearing them.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. So we should go to the grocery store maybe every 2 weeks and buy things that won't...
Staples.
Yeah, buy staples. Things that won't not wear out.
But, perish.
Perish.
Yeah, lettuce doesn't wear out.
Evelyn knows all those grocery terms.
You can tell who does the cooking in our house and the grocery shopping.
See, I can't go to the grocery store because Audrey will send me for bananas. Do you know what you have to pass to get to the bananas?
Do you know the stores do that on purpose?
They must know me.
They do. They say, Steve's coming. Put the bananas in the back.
Exactly.
You know, the other way to save on groceries is to buy store brand products, because usually they're the same quality as the name brand products, but they're much, much cheaper. And don't ever, ever, guys, Steve, this is probably for you, go to the grocery store when you're hungry.
No, I know that. I do know that rule.
Everything you see is going to look good, and you'll end up with a whole bunch of stuff that
The guy behind the deli department looks at you funny when you say, "Can I get a pound of?" And you reel off 10 different meats. Then you go buy a loaf of bread and some mustard. They look at you funny.
They think you're hungry, right?
What about going to some of the big box discount stores? Is that a good idea to do your grocery shopping there?
I think it's great if you price shop. I mean, we've been there before where we've compared that to some of the other prices we can get at other stores, and it's really not cheaper on certain products. So you have to know your prices.
Yeah.
You really have to figure out what the right price is before you buy it.
Well, and I think probably you got to be concerned about how much you're buying. You know, they'll sell you a can of baked beans that's like... It'll last a month.
One can feeds 50 people. Yeah, that's not going to work. You know, the other thing is that you really should not, unless you're absolutely desperate and there's a snowstorm or a hurricane coming, you shouldn't really buy basics like milk or toilet paper at the pharmacy or the fast food store or the gas station, because you're going to pay more for them than you would at a normal grocery store.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Let's talk about water.
Water.
Lots of people spend lots of money on water. You know, when you drink tap water instead of buying bottled water, you're really saving money. You're saving time because you don't have to get it at the grocery store. And I don't think most people realize that when you buy bottled water, you're just drinking tap water from someplace else.
You're still drinking tap water. Right.
So the key is to read the bottled water and see what's in there, because normally it'll say bottled by so-and-so at some city or state or...
Well, I only drink it in the car. It's just so much more convenient to have a bottle of water in the car than to have a travel mug in the car, because travel mug gets empty pretty fast. And then you're stuck with, you know, you got to wait till you get home to fill it up again or whatnot. And, you know, if you got one bottle in your hand and one sitting in the door as a surplus, then it seems to me like you most always have some water, but it doesn't seem like it works for me to have just a cup of water sitting there. That's the only time that I drink bottled water, unless it's on the golf course. Yeah, well, you got to stay hydrated.
Yes. Steve, you drink bottled water?
We have a filter on a refrigerator, so I get the water from the refrigerator.
And I think that's every bit as good as bottled water.
And cost-wise, I mean, I don't remember how many months that filter will last, but cost-wise, it's cheaper to buy the filter than to buy the bottled water.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's such a strain on the environment to have all those bottles just thrown away. And you know, it's bad enough if you recycle, but if you don't recycle and you're just putting it in the trash, you're impacting the environment.
You know, around the house, I carry around a mug that holds 20 or 24 ounces or something like that, and that's what I drink out of, but...
So let's talk about analyzing your transportation options. What are the cost savings there, John?
You know, if you can ride your bicycle, you're going to save a lot of money.
How about if you can walk?
Well, that's cheap too.
It not only is saving you money on gas and all the wear and tear on your car, but it also gives you free exercise if you walk or ride a bike, right?
Yeah, or if you can use public transportation, if you're in a location that makes that a convenient thing. You know, when we've been traveling, we use public transportation all the time in all these cities we visit, and it's just so easy to get back and forth. And, you know, if you can walk or ride your bike or, you know, whatever, use public transportation. It's a lot cheaper than having to get in the car, and you got wear and tear and gasoline and all that kind of stuff on the car. So
carpooling is good too.
Carpool would be a great way to go.
What about comparison shopping online? You know, if you Google comparison shop, there's lots of websites that you can use to compare prices from different sources on the same product.
Absolutely. In fact, I just did that on Saturday. I went online. I wanted to buy a webcam because my laptop webcam just wasn't cutting the mustard for me. And, I went online, I read what the best one was out there for our kind of application, and I saw what the price was. And I went to the store that had it, that I saw it online, and it was $21 more in the store than it was online. And I said, hey, why is it so much more here? On your online store, it's this much. She says, oh, really? And so she had her phone right there, she pulled it up and says, yeah, you're right. And she marked it down, $21.
So even if you don't shop online, it's a good thing to comparison shop online.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Comparison shopping is definitely one of the priorities in saving money. Think before you take out that credit card. Check it out. Do your homework. You're listening to Manage Your Money God's Way. We're from Compass Catholic Ministries, and today we're discussing one of the topics in our Bible study called Navigating Your Finances God's Way. That topic is saving and the importance of saving and tips to help you save. So, John, what else do you have on that money-saving list?
You know, Evelyn, another good thing that you could do is if you've got a student loan, set it up to be on auto pay. In other words, let the loan company debit your account so that they know it's always going to come. And if you do that, the reason you would want to do that is that most loan companies will lower the interest rate just a tad so that they, because they know you're going to pay every single month because it's going to be automatic. And that's a good way to save a couple bucks, and then you don't ever have to worry about missing the payment either.
And you need to make sure you have the money in your account on time every
absolutely.
Month.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
What about attacking your closet? You know, it's time for our parish's annual flea market sale, so we've been attacking our closets, haven't we?
Yeah, well, I think mostly my closet attacks me.
But if you itemize your deductions and you take all the clothes that you're not wearing anymore and you never will wear again and donate those to a charity, then you can get a tax deduction, correct?
You can. Now, all those rules are changing it this year, and it's still kind of uncertain how that's going to work out. But I'll tell you what, I'm still keeping track of everything that we donate because I think in the long run it'll pay off for us.
So we keep a list of everything we've donated, and then we get a receipt from the charity. And there's a website you go to find out how much what we donated is worth.
It's called It's Deductible, and it's an Intuit product. It's great because it stays up to date on what things are selling for in the secondhand market. And it gives you a valuation, and you just put in how many you got, whether it's excellent, and nothing is ever excellent, good or bad, and as far as a condition, and then it'll calculate what your savings is.
And what's the website again?
It's called It's Deductible.
It's Deductible.
Yeah, and that's an Intuit product, so.
What about looking at your home loan? You know, maybe it's time to refinance and get a lower interest rate, or maybe it's time to look at your PMI.
In fact, we just had a close friend that was looking at his mortgage and found out that he was still paying like 5% or 6% interest rate on his mortgage. And he totally refinanced it and got it down to around 3%, 3.5%, and took it from 30 years to 15 years. And he's actually still not paying as much as what he was paying on the 30-year loan. So it's a good thing. Now, you talk about PMI. PMI, that's called, that's the initials for private mortgage insurance. If you have less equity than 20%, you're going to be charged PMI, and it's 1% of the loan balance, and that's just an automatic. So after you've been paying for a number of years, you might have equity that's equal to that 20%. And once you reach the 20%, then the loan company will wipe out that 1%. You don't have to pay it anymore. So it's really a good idea is as you get close, number one, make sure you know how much equity you've got. And number two, understand the value of your house. Because if you bought your house and it was $200,000 when you bought it, but today it's worth $250,000, that 80% is calculated on 250, not on 200.
So how do I know? Is there something that I look at? Is it the property appraisal value from your
That's not a good thing.
So how do I know the value of the home? Do I have to talk to a real estate agent and they run the comps?
Yeah. Talk to or go on. There's a lot of home sales sites out there that will actually tell you what they think that your house is worth based on other houses in the neighborhood and what they've sold.
But it's on you to do that, not the company that you're paying.
Yeah. Okay. Until you reach the 20% as it was calculated the day you got your mortgage, it's up to you to worry about it. Now, once you hit 20% value as it was the day you bought got your mortgage, then the bank will do it automatically or the finance company.
Another way to save money is to use your credit cards wisely. You know, we really discourage people from using credit cards and running up debt that they're not going to pay. But if money's in your budget, use your credit card as a tool and pay in full at the end of each billing cycle, then you can use your credit card wisely because you're spending money you already have set aside for that particular item.
Yeah, and if you're paying off your cards and you're really working hard to get out of debt, please make sure that you're not using that card and adding more debt onto the top of what you already have. You know, once you determine, I am going to pay off my credit cards, then everything you should be based on the fact that you're not increasing your debt. So if you charge something on your credit card during the month and you're working hard to pay it off, then you've got to pay everything that you charged this month plus what you were paying to pay off the debt.
There you go.
Does that make sense?
Yep. Otherwise, you'll never get out of it. You'll just keep building more and more debt.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you want to look and see if there are some benefits to using your credit card. I know in our case, we have miles that we use.
Yes.
Airline miles.
And airline miles and hotel points.
And that's been used a lot in ministry work.
Yes.
So that we don't have the ministry paying for a hotel or airline when we travel for ministry business.
Correct.
And I know, Steve, I think you guys use a credit card that gives that rounds up your purchases, and you have that set up as a savings?
As a 529 for the grandkids' education.
So there's lots of benefits to using credit cards, and you just need to investigate the credit card you're using and what the benefits could be and see if you want to change.
But it's like you said, use them wisely.
Use them
wisely. I mean, really think before you hand over that credit card.
Right.
Did you know people spend 30% more if they use a credit card than if they pay cash?
I've heard you and John talk about that, and I find that amazing.
I think that it depends on whether you're a shopper or not. You know, some people, they go to the store, they go shopping.
It's a form of entertainment.
Yeah. They don't have anything better to do, or they can't figure out something better to do.
That's the last place you'd find me.
Well, I agree with you, Steve. But I think that people who are very mindful of their budget, like we are, and that we keep a budget, we stay on a budget, we've been on a budget for a long time, we don't carry any debt, we're very conscious of the fact that we're not just going to go buy something to buy something. You know, I don't go to the store unless there's something I want to buy.
There you go.
And that's a good way to make it happen.
It's a good way to keep everything under control, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
How about do-it-yourself? Have you guys saved money on do-it-yourself projects around the house?
I find that I have more time now. I'm actually doing more do-it-yourself. My criteria is if I don't flood the house or electrocute myself, I can attempt it.
But you won't know if you're going to electrocute yourself until after the fact, right?
Well, believe me, I turn every breaker off in the house. And then I tell Audrey, you touch that first.
Nice.
Just to make sure that I threw the right break.
That's what you need.
Well, you know, it's really amazing because there's just so much that you can buy, or excuse me, that you can see online how to do stuff.
Oh, YouTube.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter what it is or what kind of information. You know, I'm always going online to you know, I'll put in a question that I, you know, typically it would take me 15 or 20 minutes to look up an answer someplace. Comes up in like nanoseconds. It's amazing.
No, I take photos of everything I'm going to take apart so I can at least see where that wire went. And
yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I do use YouTube a lot now to how to.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the key is not to get in over your head, right, guys?
Right.
That's true.
All right. Now, what about the special tools you need for do-it-yourself projects? Buy them or rent them?
Borrow.
Borrow? Borrow and be sure you give them back to your friends, right?
Well, yeah, we know somebody that has, I think, every tool known to man.
That's true. And but if you don't, then the next step, typically it's cheaper to rent them than it is to buy them, especially some of the power tools and or things you're only going to use one time for one job. And by the time you get done with that job, you've sworn off doing that kind of project ever again in your lifetime. It's much better just to rent them.
All right, what about deals? You know, certain things go on sale at certain times of the year. For example, January is a great time to buy Christmas decorations, Christmas cards, everything you need for the upcoming Christmas, as long as you can find it when the next Christmas rolls around. So there are certain times a year when things go on sale.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, if I won't go there. Monty Hall.
Let's make a deal.
Let's make a deal. He's always got a deal. I digress. How about talking about cars?
What about cars?
What about leased cars or new cars? What
Neither.
Do you think?
Neither.
A lot of people struggle with that.
Yeah.
Some feel that leasing is better for them because they feel they're always going to want a new car. They're always going to be making car payments. Mm-hmm. So let somebody else worry about the problems.
Yeah. Yeah. And we know a couple people like that. But I'm not one of those people. And
buy it used and drive it until the wheels fall off.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's my motto.
Pretty much. I mean, you could buy a new car if you're going to buy it and drive it forever. But even then, the last car we bought was in the same model year as the year, but it was a used car. And we saved, $5,000 or $6,000 because it was a used car. So I think that's a good deal.
Now, what about buying used items? You're talking about used cars. What about used clothing? You know, one man's trash is another man's treasure, right?
I don't know anybody that wears the same size as I do. It's kind of a problem.
But you could go to Goodwill.
No, there's a lot of people wearing small.
Yeah, right.
But look, if
that's only my big toe.
You know, whether it's clothes or books or electronics or cameras, or there's a lot of things out there that are gently used. Maybe somebody bought it and didn't like it.
Yeah.
You know, so you can save a lot of money if you don't spend the money.
No, I've actually done that. Living in Florida, you don't use winter jackets. I have a jacket that's used that I may wear 2 days a year.
Yeah, I think that can be a great idea. Things like cameras or stuff like that people will buy them, but then they don't use them very often, and that can be a good deal. So
the other part of that is if you have that kind of stuff sitting around the house, take it to a consignment store or put it on eBay or one of those sites and get rid of it and make some extra money so that you can save that money, not pull it into your budget.
Absolutely. I think, Evelyn, that, you know, if you're careful with your spending and if you're creative in your ideas and if you're prayerful with your intentions to manage your money wisely, you can grow your savings. You can get out of debt. And you can prepare for the future.
So remember this verse from 1 Timothy 6:17. Tell the rich in this present age not to be proud and not to rely on so uncertain a thing as wealth, but rather on God, who richly provides us with all things for our enjoyment.
Excellent. And remember, it's not about the money.
It's about the change.
The change in your heart. Be blessed.
If you would like to share this show with a family member or friend, simply go to compasscatholic.org. Scroll down on the homepage to Compass on the Radio. Not only will you see today's show, but you'll also see our archived library as well. We also provide a show summary where we note any website that we refer to during the show and some bullet points from today's topic, saving. Again, it's all found at compasscatholic.org. Thank you so much for listening. This is Manage Your Money God's Way, and we are from Compass Catholic Ministries.